Welcome to 239 Uncensored. Everything Southwest Florida and beyond with your host, Tim Jarrett. This podcast covers it all. Real talk on issues from real estate to real crime. Join the discussion on hot topics to politics. Don't get left behind. Be in the know about everything Southwest Florida and beyond.
Welcome, welcome, 239 Uncensored. And, you know, we're doing everything in Southwest Florida and beyond. And we're very fortunate today to have Jeff Morse on. And Jeff is the founder. He's the founder of one of the coolest things in the world. It's the Brotherhood Ride. And he's been doing that for quite a few years. We're going to talk a little bit about it. You on, Jeff?
I'm on, Tim. And thank you so much for having me. And I really appreciate the opportunity.
No, we're glad to have you. Hey, I catch a little bit of that fun New England accent. Where's that come from?
Well, it comes from New Bedford, Mass, just south of Boston. And if you listen to my family up north, they say I have a fake Southern accent. So I really can't win. I don't know what to do.
I love it. It makes me feel like I'm at home. I'm, you know, a Mainer myself. And I kind of lost a little bit of it. But I think when I go up and visit and come back, everybody, you know, makes fun of me because I think I pick a little bit up. Or when I get on the phone with my buddies from up there, I start talking the same way. But, you know, it's great having you on and being from that part of the or neck of the woods. I know you must be a Pats fan, right? Are you a Pats fan, Jeff?
I'm kind of taking a pass at sports this year. So, but yeah, I was definitely a Pats fan for the 5 years that we were winning the Super Bowls. But I don't know if I'll go watch a Tampa Bay game or not, but Brady and Gronk down here. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we kind of have fun with it on our other podcasts and our other episodes, I should say. We have a good time with it. We've been hoping to see a Brady sighting somewhere up in Tampa or maybe even down here in Naples. That would be great. It's going to be interesting this season to see if they even get off. But a lot of people actually, you know, based on what's going on, are taking a little breather from the professional sports this year.
I think I'm going to find more things to do on my Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I think Cam Newton is getting more publicity up there in Patriots land than Brady's getting down here so far. So
yes,
we'll see what happens.
It's going to be interesting. But so now, listen, we're going to have a big ride. It's going to be on October 1st. You asked us to come out, 239 Uncensored, maybe set up our tent, kind of mix around with the crowd, hand out a few things and support you guys. Can you tell us a little bit about that event, the 2020 ride, and who it's dedicated for? I mean, it's unbelievable what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome to have you guys out. I'm really looking forward to you to get out there and not only publicize what we're doing, but publicize what the 239 is. To be honest with you, I just started picking up on the podcast, and it's entertaining. You know, you got my good friend Paul Hobake on there, so how can I not listen to it? And you know, I'm listening all the time about you cops always busting on firemen, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to come on. I had to defend my brothers. I mean, you know, the toughest cop of Chicago is busting on firemen, and I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, so
you know, we got to bust on them. You know, you have to. You guys get all the attention. We're jealous, right? You guys are the only ones that can drive around in these big trucks. You pull into Publix, block all the parking spots, go shopping, and everybody just thinks it's a great thing. And you know, you guys are loved by everybody, and it gets frustrating for us policemen.
I'll tell you what, I mean, you know, and I think if you look at every profession, there's 99% good in every profession. And I could not do the job you guys do. There's absolutely no way. But there's always that good rivalry. And so about the Brotherhood Ride, we're police officers and firefighters, so we actually get along. And we do a bicycle ride. People think this is motorcycle, but it's actually bicycles. We're out there pedaling. And we've had huge support throughout southern Florida, southwest Florida. And we started this back in 2008. We had lost 9 firefighters in Charleston, South Carolina. That was our very first year. We rode a year after the incident to honor the 9 firefighters in Charleston, South Carolina. We actually rode our bicycles the very first year from Station 45 on Immokalee Road up to Charleston, South Carolina. That was an amazing experience. No, we didn't know if we were going to do it or not, to be honest with you, to get a bunch of firefighters and police officers together, not only to get along, but to actually pedal and make it all the way up to Charleston, South Carolina.
That's amazing, Jeff. Now, give us a little idea when you leave the station, Station 45, with your group of people, and you've done these many times now, but with your group, do you guys kind of ride all at once? Do you kind of take breaks in between? I don't mean breaks as in stopping, but do you kind of like pick up where other people left off, or how does that work?
Yeah, no. So actually, you know, the very first year we did it, we had no idea how we were going to do this. And was it going to be, like you're saying, a relay type where we're going to keep two guys on the road? And since day one, when we started, nobody wanted to come off the ride. We'd go, you know, 20 miles, 40 miles. We're like, okay, who's going to take a break? And the team was just pumped up, and everybody said, we're going to do the whole day with you. And so the whole day went by, and the next day we're all together. And so that's how it's turned out. The whole group is going down the road. The very first year we had 18 guys on our team, and now we're up to like 40 guys on our team. And thankfully we have the support of our public safety brothers and sisters throughout the country. Wherever we go, we're given a police and fire escort, usually from town to town, with Collier County Sheriff's Office always out there leading with their motorcycles when we leave from 45, which is great for That's us awesome. To have them.
Yeah.
They take care of us. They keep us safe. And so our riders will ride. We'll ride anywhere from 80 to 100 miles a day. And this is kind of like any other ride that we do. We want to save every penny we can. So these are, you know, I always talk about public safety guys, public, you know, firefighters, police officers are, I think, the cream of the crop usually. And for somebody to go and give up their vacation from their loved ones, most people do this on their vacation time. And we will pedal anywhere from 80 to 100 miles a day. We'll sleep on air mattresses, usually at an Elks Lodge. They put us up for the night, so we'll eat whatever food's donated to us for dinner. We'll sleep on an air mattress, and then the next morning is an automatic 6 a.m. wake-up call. We're rolling up our air mattresses, and we're on the pedals again the next day. And the average ride is anywhere from 7 to 10 days, depending on where we're going and who we're honoring. So really, everybody wants to save every penny to give back to the families. Nobody gets a paycheck for this. We're all volunteers. My wife and I kind of founded it and run it, but we have a board of directors, and nobody gets a paycheck. What we don't use on the ride to actually put it on goes back to the families, and they get a financial donation at the end of the ride from us.
Yeah, that's amazing. And like I said, we have a good time with each other. We know that in each community, there's fire, police, EMS. There's so many people that are out there doing it for the citizens of our county. And for you guys, and you in particular, and your wife, Candy, I believe, is...
That's correct.
And my wife, Candy. Yeah, you guys have, you know, just to take this to a level where, you know, that you're doing... You have 40 people to go and participate and get to a certain location on behalf of... falling officers, fallen firemen, EMS folks, all that stuff is just, it's just amazing. I mean, when you get to the location, when you drive through all these different towns, all these different cities, and you actually get to the final location, I was reading up a little bit about it when you got to Charleston, how that felt when you actually arrived in 2000, I think you guys did it in 2008, correct?
Correct. The line of, they actually had the warehouse fire in 2007. And we actually wrote a year later. To us, it's important. I'm on the honor guard with my department down here in North Collier. And I think unfortunately, anybody that's a public safety, police, fire, EMS, has attended one or two funerals in their career. Unfortunately, that's what happens. And as somebody that stands at the casket and you hear those famous words to me, and to me, it's kind of making a promise to the families, never forget. And everybody will say never forget at that funeral. And unfortunately, you know, we're all busy. Time moves on, and there's departments that are great that will never forget that. And then there's departments and family, firefighters and police officers that kind of get busy, and it kind of gets, you know, every year it gets less and less of a remembrance. And to have a family to be able to see firefighters and police officers come together a year after the incident, after everybody's made that promise to them to never forget, and then to have a group of guys ride in that have no connection to their loved one at all. I mean, I knew absolutely nobody in Charleston, South Carolina. I had never been on vacation in Charleston, South Carolina. But my wife and I felt that connection, like we wanted to show that we hadn't forgotten. So a year later, we rode in there. And then it continues every year. So these family members, we make a financial donation to them later. But I think it's more of an emotional support to say, hey, here's guys that didn't even know my loved one, and they took a week's vacation to come up here and do this. And it's pretty powerful when you see the families, whether it be police or fire. It's pretty powerful when you meet the families.
Yeah, I mean, it's just got to be amazing. A lot of hard work getting there, but I'm sure it's fun in its own way. And you're thinking and of the dedication it takes to get there and just go. And I'm reading, like a month later after you got back, we had the unfortunate death of Fort Myers police officer Andrew Widman. I never got to meet Andrew. He was fairly new out of the academy. However, and it's not a good thing, is I actually made the arrest, one of the arrests on his assailant, Abel Arango. Don't even really like to say the name, but I had arrested him about 4 years prior to him gunning down Andrew up in Fort Myers. So I have a direct connection with that. So that was always something I thought about. Unfortunately, this guy had been out for quite some time doing crimes, you know, in Collier and Lee County. So that's definitely a connection there. But for you guys, I think you rode 413 miles all around Florida, and Andrew's badge number was 413. So where did you guys go? Do you remember you hit like the West Coast, East Coast? How did that work?
Yeah, so we actually started off in Station 45, and kind of back up a little bit. When we did the Charleston 9, literally this was going to be a one-and-done deal. We were never going to do the Burl River Ride. The Burl River Ride wasn't supposed to exist for, you know, 13 years later or 14 years later. We had borrowed a bunch of equipment. My fire department was awesome. They gave us some trucks and trailers, and it really was improving. I mean, I told the guys, they're like, hey, we could go to Charlotte County and this thing sucks and we turn around. And I always have a special place in my heart for those guys that came up and supported me the very first year. My fire department was one of them. Collier County Sheriff's, you know, with their escorts and everything. And we had gone through Fort Myers PD with an escort. And again, they came out in full force. They made sure we were protected when we went up to Charleston the very first year. And we came back and we're like, hey, that's great. We did our job. We honored those guys. There'll be no more Brotherhood Ride after this. And like you said, it wasn't a month later and we lost Andy Widman. And Fort Myers PD actually reached out to us and they're like, hey, we saw what you guys did for the Charleston 9. Can you do it for Andy? And how can we say no? We're like, oh, absolutely. So again, the following year, to show the family we hadn't forgotten, we did 413 miles. His badge was 413. We did 413 miles, a little more, but we definitely got pictures of the 413 on our odometers. It was pretty much a big loop. We went, I know we went out to the East Coast. We went up to Winter Haven area, and then we came back and we ended up right in front of FMPD at the end of the ride. We actually had the mayor come out, give us a key to the city, but what really meant something to the officers was we had Andy's wife there to meet us when we rolled into FMPD, and that's the most important thing. You know, we've gotten all kinds of accolades and this and that through the years, but it's the family members. I mean, when the family members come out, there's sometimes, you know, like I say, we're biking anywhere from 80 to 100 miles a day. We got to get some sleep. And I remember on last year's ride, we were in Jacksonville. So we left and we're in Jacksonville. And the team, it was a tough day. It was like a 100-mile day going to Jacksonville. And we actually had one of the wives from a fire captain that had passed up there. And she showed up at the lodge like 9:30 at night. Half the guys were in there. Air matches already, but you know, we all rallied up, and you know, that's a huge motivator to have the family come out and to meet with us and just to share their experiences of, you know, what it means to them, what we're doing. So
yeah, I mean, I'm sure that those families just take whatever you guys do and it goes right directly straight to the heart, you know, and I'm sure that it's appreciated. And the thing about it is they're gonna remember those things that you did forever. And the big thing is, and you said it earlier, is you can never forget this. You just always constantly have to keep up with this stuff. And it's unfortunate. I know that we talked a little bit earlier about your ride that comes up, you know, October 1st. It starts in Fort Myers, and I believe you guys are finishing in Live Oak on October 7th. That's the schedule.
Yep.
And you're looking at 500 miles, and it's unfortunate that you're going to be dedicating this ride to 25 fallen heroes from Florida who died in the line of duty in 2019. I mean, that's a lot of families. That's a lot of impact. That's just a lot of people that have had terrible experience that you're going to try to bring something to them and let them know how much we appreciate what their lost family member has contributed to the community.
Yeah, and it's like we said, you know, people, and again, it's, you know, everybody's busy, especially with this news cycle of 24-hour news and everything's going down, and it seems like the, you know, it, things just get put on the back burner, and, you know, there'll be times I'll say, you know, about, oh, we're honoring, you know, like this year here locally, we're honoring FHP Trooper Hinton, and we're honoring Sanibel Police Officer Neary, who passed last year, you know, protecting the flower. And you'll say that to somebody, and they're like, oh, yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah, that, you know, there's the family that still will never forget, you know, unfortunately, getting the notification that, you know, their loved one's not coming home. I think everybody that's in public safety knows, you know, we put that uniform on, whether we're putting a badge on every day or a T-shirt and we're going out doing a job. We've always kind of made that promise to our families that, God forbid, something happens to us, there's going to be people that are going to be there to pick up the slack and take care of us. And this is just a very small way that we can show the families that, hey, you know, we're going to keep that promise that we made, that your husband made to you, that, you know, if he's not going to come home, somebody's going to make sure his name's honored. And one thing we do too is, like that ceremony you're going to be at October 1st, we really make a commitment to every family member that we meet. When we go out there, hopefully they'll meet us on the ride and actually get to see it. But at least we go back and we make a financial donation to families. Every family gets a financial donation. And we explain to them that they're now part of our family. So every year when we leave, we actually have somebody out there reading the names of who we've honored in the past. That list is up over 500 names. So on October 1st, starting at 7:30 in the morning, we're going to name off over 500 names of who the Brotherhood Ride has honored in the past. Because, again, it's showing that family that we haven't forgotten. I don't care if it's 10 years ago, 12 years ago. If we rode for him, we're going to make sure his name's mentioned before we start pedaling. So.
Yeah, we're real excited to get up there. 239 Uncensored. We're going to have, you know, our group of people. We sometimes call them the Brew Crew, and you're always welcome to be part of that now and in the future. You know, take it for what it is. But, you know, you mentioned it really quick, Jeff, and you didn't really touch on it too much because I think your pride doesn't let you. But no one takes a paycheck from the ride. No one takes a paycheck. Everything, all the donations are used to conduct the ride, and then you provide those financial donations to the family. I think that's just huge, and it's just a big way of saying thank you and appreciation and so on and so forth.
Yeah, if you look at us, we're pretty a small organization. Like I say, we've been around since 07. You know, but there's bigger rides out there, the Police Unity Tour and stuff that we're very friendly with. We work with them one-on-one. But we're a small grassroots organization that actually started right at Station 45 on Market Road. I mean, I feel like I could tell you the exact minute of we were standing in the bay the day after those 9 firefighters died. And we're like, what are we going to do? We got to do something for these guys. And that's how the Brotherhood Ride was born. But a very small group. We work hard. Like I say, the guys will sleep on air mattresses. We don't want to spend a dime. And we do year-round fundraising, and we're proud of the fact that this very small group has donated over $500,000 straight to the families. And when we say straight to the families, we never mail a check. I don't care where these people are. We go and hand-deliver the checks to the families so they know where it came from. I'll give you a quick story. Our longest ride we ever did was up to New York City. We did that for the 10th anniversary. So there was 37 of us that actually rode bicycles from Station 45 up to Ground Zero back in 2011. And as we went through there, just like I said, when we go through FMPD, we had a Prince William County escort. Police, fire, EMS were escorting us through Prince William County.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the following year, one of the motorcycle officers sustained a fatal motorcycle accident while on duty, while responding to a call. So, yeah. I mean, we considered him part of our team. He had escorted us. Yeah. So the following year, we honored him along with all the other Florida first responders. We had his name on the back of the jersey and everything. So after the ride, we went up there and we had a little ceremony with the family. We had some first responders who had actually responded to the vehicle accident meet us at the department. And we came out of there. You know, I actually went with my one of my board of directors. She's a Tracy Fitzpatrick. She's from JetBlue. So we flew up on JetBlue, one of our great sponsors, very public safety oriented. And we flew up there. We made the presentation and we were flying back. I'm like, we didn't even spend the night. It was just up and back. And the police chief from Prince William County came out and he said, I don't care what was in that envelope. I don't care if it was $50, if it was $500, but to know that you two took the time to come out here and meet with this family, means the world, not only to him, but to his department. So you can't, you know, those are stories you can't make up, you know, so that's what makes us pedal. I mean, when there's days we're pedaling and it's just hot and the sun's baking down on us, we think of these things and we just pedal on.
Yeah. I'm sure that inspiration, you know, if everybody's all kind of doing it together, that you probably get, all right, here we go. Let's push through this one. Let's go. Let's move it. And that there's nothing like that teamwork feel to get something accomplished and for such a good cause. You know, Jeff, I'd like to thank you for being on, you know, 239 Uncensored. We plan on doing a lot of different things in the community, and, you know, you're always welcome to jump on, give us a call, let us know what you got going. And you reached out to me, and then I immediately reached back out to you and said, absolutely. We have a lot of mutual friends. Rich, he's one of the part of the brew crew. We got, you know, Dr. Hobeka. He thinks the world of you you know, been doing everything in the community. We love to rip on you guys, and you guys love to rip on us. I think that's what keeps it fun. You know, when we go to these calls and we do these things, I can't thank you enough for when we get there. We're like, thank God the fire trucks are here and you guys are taking care of business, because a lot of people think that police officers go through a ton of this first aid stuff. But the reality is when you guys show up, we're really happy you're there. And I know the citizens of Collier and Lee County are happy we have a really solid fire police relationship. So, you know, ultimately the person on the end of the stick, per se, the one that needs the help can feel comfortable that in these communities, we got that covered for them.
I'd say that's probably one of the biggest things I like working in Collier County. I've worked in a couple of agencies before, and the solidarity between police, fire, and EMS down here is remarkable. You know, and again, we're going to bust on each other. You're going to say, hey, you guys always got to wait for us to clear the scene, and you're standing by.
You guys block all kinds of shit up. That's exactly what you do.
Did we get you out of the recliners?
I can remember
one night, I was like a 3 a.m. call, and the police officer looking at me, he says, did you just wake up? I'm like, of course.
Of course I did. Of course
you
I did.
Just called me. But,
yeah, I got to get again. Yeah. I
get
a good one
for the citizens. That's what it's all about.
But I got a funny story. I was the commander in Golden Gate Substation at one point in my career, and I, you know, we ended up arresting a bunch of people, and we had the jail van out, and it was right in front of the, you know, the front doorway of the fire station. So of course I look over, and they're all, you know, washing fire trucks. That's what the firemen do, right? They wash trucks and. They invite their girlfriends over, their wives, or, you know, that type of thing. And everybody's, you know, cleaning and having a good time. And one of my guys has just got pepper sprayed. He's got, like, snot coming out of his nose. He's got all things going on. And you guys look over and say, hey, if you get a chance, come on over. You know, we're going to have a cookout. Hey, just, you know, come on over. And I'm like, we're kind of tied up right now. You know, we have a few arrests. We got a few things going on. And we're going to take some people to jail. But it was just so funny because, you know, when we're busy, you guys are not as busy. But when you're busy, you know, we're there to support you. I know we have a lot of the wildfires, and every time you guys get involved out there, I go to myself, I'm like, thank God they're going to this fire and I'm not, because I've seen some of those walls of flames, and I don't want no part of that. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have a specialty. I guess that's what makes it work, you know. And I've I'm a captain at my station, and I just wish that we'd have more police officers come over and visit us. You know, I always tell them every time I'm on a call, I'm like telling them, hey, coffee's free. It's hot 24/7. Come on over. And, you know, I hate to see the guys sitting behind Target doing a report. I'm like, at least come in the back of the station and chill out and do a report, you know, but we'll get there someday. You know,
no, we appreciate it.
I think if you got in our recliners, you'd never get out of it. And we don't call them recliners. We call them ready chairs because we're ready to respond. Okay. So don't call them recliners. We're in ready chairs.
Yeah. And you can actually do like curls, and you can kind of work out in your ready chair as well. Probably, I'm sure, you know, with the weights.
Like you said, washing a truck, we'll wash the paint off that thing. It'll fade before us washing it.
We love it. All right, Jeff. Hey, I appreciate it. I can't wait. We're going to push this all the way to the end.
And just one thing, Tim, I'll put this out there, that I know there's so many businesses out there that are looking this year, especially to help charities and stuff, that we are available at, you know, brotherhoodride.com is how you could find out about us. and contact us button on there. You know, a lot of companies are saying, hey, these leather rides aren't happening. We have product we'd like to donate to get the guys through the ride and everything. We're more than happy. We've got some great sponsorship opportunities for anybody in the community that wants to help us out get to our destination. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So one more time on that, brotherhoodride.com, and we'll, yep, you know, we'll help you out with some stuff as well. And we want to make sure you get up there safe, and we're there for you, buddy.
Awesome. I appreciate you. And I really appreciate you having us on the line and being able to get the word out about this.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Jeff. And be careful. We'll see you out there in the street. 239 All right, buddy. Uncensored. We're out. Have a good one. Please make sure to download and listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And don't forget to like and share on social media. This has been a Studio 239 production.